When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
We don't fully work as Napoleon and Kip because you're too feminine, so you look like Annie.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I smile too much. Mm-hmm. You can't. Napoleon never smiles.
Yeah.
Ends up.
And I'm old and have a receding hairline, and so I look like Gary Ridgway, as always. So we have...
There's no escaping.
We're meant to be Napoleon and Kip, but we are 15, 20 years too late on that costume. So instead, you look like a child I'm about to murder. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast, alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California. It's my lovely wife, my co-host, the most beautiful gal in the world.
Hello.
Melissa Nickerson, a.k.a. Napoleon Dynamite, a.k.a. Annie. That's what she's feeling mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
An older Annie, an aged Annie. She goes by Annabelle now.
Annie grew up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I am Kip Dynamite. Same last name?
Same last
yeah.
name.
Kip,
right?
Yep.
Dynamite?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be,
That's
right?
That's a great name yeah. if we've never addressed that.
Look that up.
No, it's the Dynamite household.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, Kipling.
Kipling Diamond and Dynamite. That's so funny. It's so funny how I've never put it together that his last name is also Dynamite.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite, Kip Dynamite, also a full name Kipling Dynamite. Which means if they got married, she would now be LaFonda
Dynamite.
Dynamite,
mm-hmm.
which is a great
LaFonda
name.
LaFonda Dynamite is incredible.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're talking Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween episode. This is Halloween. I didn't sing the song there. You know, it's a little early on for sing-along. So anything that we do on the screen, Andy and Melissa are going to have to read because, believe it or not, these are not prescription glasses. And everything outside of that clock is pretty blurry for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we are.
I was back in the Northwest this weekend, and these 41-year-old eyes, I was just reminded that that's how I needed glasses in the first place, because it's a lot of low visibility, a lot of rain. Anyways, we're going to talk a lot about the Northwest weekend. We're going to talk a lot about Halloween. We got some emails from you. Upcoming tour dates here in November. It's almost November. Today is November?
Yep.
What day does this come out?
This date comes out. The day before,
yeah,
the 30th.
In November, I'm going to be in Nashville, and I'm going to be in San Diego. So check those out.
All right.
Zany's Comedy Club and Mic Drop Comedy Club. So check it out. So
great.
Leave us reviews, tour dates, Patreon. Give a little more. Get a little more. Did we set our Patreon
yeah,
date?
Yeah, we did, but we're going to have to move it now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm doing you, not me.
It's literally on our list of things to talk about.
Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. It means a lot to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a couple emails, comments.
Great.
And then let's get into the meat of this episode.
Okay.
We got a lot to do here.
Awesome.
All right. You got to read that for me now. This is, this is from YouTube. I know this.
Okay, this is from David. I've always loved what MLB Commissioner A. Bartlett Giamatti said about baseball. Baseball breaks your heart. It is designed to break your heart. The game begins in the spring when everything else begins again, and it blossoms in the summer, filling the afternoons and evenings. And then as soon as the chill rains come, it stops and leaves you to face the fall all alone. You count on it, rely on it to buffer the passage of time, to keep the memory of sunshine and high skies alive. And then just when the days are all twilight, when you need it most, it stops.
That was the commissioner.
Oh, man. When you need it most, it stops. Well,
hey,
okay.
Baseball is designed to break your heart. Yeah, well, I think it was kind of therapeutic for some of the Mariners, my fellow Mariners fans, to be back in the Northwest, and certainly for me to be joking about it on stage. So
you guys could all process the loss.
You know, and just, you know, it's good to grieve together. So thanks for that, David. Oh, did I don't know if you saw this. I think I told you, you know, I don't even know the... There's a troll on the Nateland website, on the Nateland YouTube, who does a Dump Dusty every week, a hashtag Dump Dusty. I think there's a few of them.
Okay.
And we got Dump Dustin. It's kind of an honor on this on the last episode.
YouTube.
Yeah, Dump Dustin.
Nice.
You know, bit of a Nateland honor, kind of a...
rite of passage.
Rite of passage for me, you know, to get some, you know...
Yeah.
To botch the quote from Kate Williams. I mean, you Cat Williams. You got every day. You gotta be thankful that you got haters.
Right.
You know, that's what they do. Yeah. They are professional haters who just wake up every day, and that's where hating people are gonna hate on you.
I bet they like control V, Dump Dusty. Like they don't even have to type it.
Oh yeah, it's copy paste.
Oh,
yeah.
They got a hotkey set up for that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a rite
every
of
morning.
Passage. So
yeah.
This one is this one is not a troll, but this one right here.
Okay, this is from Baker's 924. Pregnancy. My son was born 2 weeks late. In the waiting room, I told my wife before he was born, our son was probably 10 pounds. After pushing for 12 hours, my son had to come into the world through a C-section. The nurse weighed him 10 pounds, 3 ounces. I said, I told you. But I did not win. Thanks for the pot.
I think this was off of our little fight about how much the baby weighed and how quickly I recanted that statement. I did not win.
That does go back to cross country. You know,
the endurance
athletes, you know,
sorry,
we're here for it.
Yeah. It's just funny because I have to keep looking you in the eye like we're having a normal conversation, you know, and I'm like, what's Annie Dynamite doing next to me?
I know. And Napoleon never smiles.
And you smile all the time.
I smile all the time. Yeah. So anyway, it's always good to have like a little bit of a fight about birth stories. It's like fishing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah?
Like how big the fish was. It's good. You know.
Are you saying that some moms or dads are like, because in fishing, the man lies about how big the fish was. So do moms do that?
No, I think it's just kind of like the...
I gave birth to a 14-pound baby.
You have the baby and then you're like, I told you so. You know, like you still have like a running joke about like... You know, just like a little banter.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, I've watched three labors and I never came out of that being like, I'm the powerful one in this relationship. You know, I'm the one really carrying the weight. As I think back about how much I was involved in this process compared to what I just watched.
I know. It's
insane. You have quite an ego. Quite an ego as a man. If you come out watching the labor and feeling like, oh, man, I'm the...
Pregnancy, birth.
Oh, I'm the alpha.
Postpartum. Breastfeeding.
This family needs me.
I feel like alpha supporter energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to go run to the bank.
No one supports you better than I support you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I don't know. My little side couch here is kind of uncomfortable. You know,
I didn't sleep well.
Is there any hot water around?
I know. They do that. They have like what's it called? The stuff that they have for like the husband, partner, like some not therapy, but they have a support system thing. They have some things that they like little classes for.
Oh, I was like, who's they?
Like the hospitals.
You mean like birth classes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the worst was I went to a breastfeeding class and the first thing they said in a room full of couples, and I was like, no, my friend was like, you don't need your husband to go. You'll be fine. Just go.
So I didn't go.
So I was like, you don't have to go. So in a room full of couples and me, and the instructor goes, the most important thing about breastfeeding is that you have a supportive partner. And I was like, well, I'm doomed.
Yeah.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so funny. Whoops. You're also like 22.
Yeah, they're like, who's this child?
Like, oh, dad left another one.
Yeah, dressed like that. That's because that's how she went to birthing class.
Yeah.
This is her old
Halloween.
This is her old birthing class outfit.
Why is Napoleon here?
Her feeding glut.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
Well, it was always the people who had dogs, and they were like, I don't know what to do because we got this dog, and now we're having a baby.
Yeah.
And that was the most of the birthing classes were that issue. And then we have a truck. Are we supposed to switch vehicles? You know, because the third, you gotta have baby in the back row or the middle seat or not the front seat. You're like, you guys are really working through some stuff here.
Depending what state. I mean, the truck bed is also an option.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
You know what you don't see much of is someone pulling the car seat or installing the car seat in a cyber truck. You don't see a lot of that.
Nah.
Yeah.
I
that
mean,
doesn't scream hands-on father.
A baby car seat, like, along the bed of a truck. Like, what's it called? You know how in the front seat sometimes they just have that bench?
Yeah, the bench. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bench seat.
Yeah, you're like, that's... doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it's a different name, but yes, the bench.
Yeah. All right, next comment here. This is an email, actually. This is from Lucas.
Sorry, I got off
It's all right.
Track
no,
here. Lucas is talking kind of about baseball. Mel and Dustin, great podcast this week. I don't know that y'all really hit on the topic that much, but when Mel talked about encouraging that kid to keep running because it's good for them and it's good to encourage kids in general, it reminded me of something that occurred a couple weeks back. My wife and I are blessed with two girls ages 5 and 7 who have mostly similar interests. We do our best to encourage them in their interests. Our younger one has been enamored with mechanical things since she was a fetus, it seems, so I often involve her in home renovation projects and vehicle work when I do routine maintenance, oil change, brakes, tie rods, etc. Okay, humble
brag.
Brakes
are routine.
Lucas.
I don't even know what a tie rod is.
Yeah.
Now that the girls are a little older and we live in a good neighborhood. Okay, Lucas.
Sorry, you're getting
flexed in the comments.
Yeah. I love it.
We often let them play outside without much supervision while my wife and I caught up on chores. The girls were playing outside and I stepped onto the carport to make sure they were okay. It was one of the greatest mixtures of pride and horror to discover our younger girl had retrieved the jack from its storage spot and placed it with exceptional accuracy on one of the lift points under my wife's car and had jacked it up until both tires on one side were off the ground so she could look at some stuff.
Quote, look at some stuff, yeah.
I'll continue to encourage both with their interests, but rest assured I have taken the handle of the jack for now. Best, Lucas. Oh my gosh.
That's an incredible email. Thanks, Lucas.
She jacked the car up.
Your kid jacked the car up. That's unbelievable.
That's some next level play.
Yeah, it's just funny to think about her out there in like a little Rosie Riveter outfit, all greasy. You know?
I'm just going to rotate the tires.
Someone get the phone. Bring it off the hook in there. I got to...
This tread looks wrong.
Yeah.
Just doing a quick inspection here. It's just routine maintenance.
Yeah.
Comes back with an overpriced bid on Back to the Day.
Oh, it's so good.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks, as always. Shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com. Leave comments. Go to the Dustin Eckerson Comedy Fans Facebook group. get involved. Join the conversation.
Join the family.
Join the family. Hop in the back seat. Let's do a little weekend recap, then we're going to talk some Halloween. So this week was, I was up in Seattle in Corvallis, so some hometown P&W stuff. Great, flew up Friday, which was my birthday, but it was, we did kind of an in-town, not an in-town, when you travel for work, you do a lot of, like, Gloria's birthday is on Thursday, and we're celebrating it tonight, and, you know, we did the same thing, so it was like a very classic, like, 41-year-old birthday, and that you're like, hey, I gotta work, and then I had, like, a work meeting go super late, so we were gonna go to one pizza joint, and then I got out, and I was like, this is too far, we don't have time, it's gotten too late, let's just go to the local one, let's go to Woodstock's, and then it ended up being perfect.
But, the best part was...
Trivia started.
Trivia night was starting as we sat, so we had like 10 minutes.
You gotta give.
Yeah, that's true.
I've told people before, we need like a Google Maps feature when they tell you trivia is gonna happen.
Yeah.
When you hit directions and they're like, hey, it's gonna close soon, they need a trivia start soon feature as well.
Yeah, trivia starting in 10 minutes. Yeah. You're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like Google, those are my two features. I would like a trivia heads up. Also, a comedy night heads up or band heads up. Anything that's going to make noise, it heads up. Like, you know how AirPods gives you the little loud exposure warning every once in a while? Like, hey, it's not going to be great in there. And then also...
The vibes are off.
The vibes are off. And then also a avoid school drop-off and pick-up on your route. Because when you get stopped in another kid's school zones, you're like, dude, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A vibe check app would just
vibe check
solve
app is
all
yeah,
of
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It should be part of like your Calm app.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Give me the vibe in a radius.
Where
I don't want to go.
If I type in on Google Maps, my Calm app needs to talk to that app and be like, hey,
that's
man.
That's his trigger. Yeah. I think they will have that because last week at a school pickup, I was in a heated driver. Like, what's it called?
Oh, a little road rage.
I had a person road rage on me at a school pickup. And I would love to have, like, a notification, like, hey, this guy, like, starts fights with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're getting into Black Mirror stuff now. Keep going.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? Little tracker on him?
Yeah, like, just reverse, you know, reverse out of this. Yeah. Yeah.
So you want some kind of tracker on his car? Do people give you a heads up? Like, there's just...
Just like a Yelp review, like, this person will... honk and scream. And...
Well, you know, what's...
Like a point system for every person on the internet, so then you could validate or take or give away points based on their public behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, I think this is a bit, but I am firmly against it.
No, I just, you know, I guess, yeah. Well, I'm all for,
Well, your fight or flight...
No freedom.
Your fight or flight is flight. 100%. And so you just don't want to be anywhere near potential conflict, which I respect.
Yeah,
unless
it's
with me, then you love it.
Well, I mean, especially when there's children literally crossing streets and getting in cars, you're like, this is not a time to rage.
I know, but it is a time that can make you angry.
Yeah, you know, I know. I just, it was a bad time. So anyway, back to your birthday. Yeah.
But it was
and
a very
nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did kind of, it was nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, you reach an age where you're like, hey man, just a simple little dinner with the people I love and I'm closest to. This is all I need. Do not tell anybody in this restaurant it's my birthday. That better not be on the trivia question. It was a theme trivia.
I don't think they do like desserts at that pizza place.
Yeah,
it was a K-pop Demon Hunter trivia night, and a bunch of people started showing up for it. Love that for them.
Speaking of dystopian society.
I don't even know the reference. That would show. It's going to be a common costume this year, right?
It is,
it's going to be like the big one.
For I think younger kids especially I'm seeing a lot of like kinder, first, second, third graders where females in what I've seen wearing these right by us and they had their carnival, their Halloween carnival on Friday night. And we are done. We are done with elementary school Halloween carnivals. They are a thing of the past.
Peace
for
out.
Us. Yep.
Also trick-or-treating.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like cute trick-or-treating. We'll talk about that later. Cool. Well, the rest of the birthday weekend, Seattle was great. UW invited me out to the game, which is crazy. You know, this is one of those things where you're like, you never know who's watching your stuff online.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about how that like clip that I did of those years ago on Keep Your Distance about, it was just a riff about loving a good acoustic guitar song about a river and that connected us to Head in the Heart. And you just never know who's watching these things. And I had a joke about, you know, being a Husky fan in Eugene that went pretty big and then went particularly big amongst UW staff and the athletics department. And fast forward to like a bunch of their staff, including the athletic director, is like inviting me to the game. And we watched it from the athletic director's suite. And we were like on the we're on the field and meeting Amazing. Dubs. Did you see me and Dubs on Instagram?
Yeah, I did. The Husky.
Dubs a good pup.
Yeah,
and I got in trouble for petting Doug's chest. I started kind of. Well, I kind of gave him a little like chest, and they're like, "Hey, can you just pat his head and back, please?" I'm like, all right. I thought he's a good boy. I know he wants.
Well,
this.
What if Dubs bit you?
I thought it would be. It makes sense that they have that precaution.
Yeah.
But in the moment, you're just like, oh, it's a good pup.
It's just a dog.
It's just a dog.
A dog he wants to rob.
And then I'm like, this dog is surrounded by, you know, 70,000 people or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's so much loud music and, you know, the band and the yelling and the big loud siren. This dog is a great dog.
Yeah.
A very well-trained dog. Because this dog could be freaking out right now.
Oh yeah, like if it just wouldn't stop barking.
Yeah,
like,
and it barks and howls on cue, like to point to tee up with the band at times. So
Incredible.
It makes sense. Wow. They're like, hey, could you not?
That's a working animal.
That is a working animal.
It's at work.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And Dubs is quite popular. So it was
cute.
Great. It was on
so
the field.
Cute.
I was there on the tunnel moment when they ran out. It was cool and up in the.
Did you like the purple cloud?
Oh yeah, they
awesome.
Put on the purple smoke and stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, go and they won, beat Illinois, ranked team, best win of the year so far. Go Dogs.
Amazing.
Awesome. And then I walked up to the Neptune because I was in the U District. It was great. Seattle was just wonderful. It was, you know, you appreciate, we get it from two places. You know, we get San Diego, hometown love, and then where we're from. In the Northwest, hometown love, and it's nice. It's nice. It's like high pressure, but also just fun. And, you know, the Neptune, obviously, it was a movie theater when I went to college there, but you would walk by it all the time. And, you know, I opened for Nate there years ago, 2017, seven, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Sold out a show. The other one was pretty full, too. Great.
Yeah, and it's in the U District, which is super fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's on 45th. It's, like, right in the U District. Yeah, it's, like, two blocks away from the Ave. So, yeah, it was really cool, very humbling to be a part of, and... yeah, you're just very grateful. That's what you've entered. You're like, yeah, I'm really, this is, you know. And then we have some pictures coming. I haven't told you this yet, but there was a new kind of, talk about career honors, breakthroughs that happened before. So during the second show, Sonny was taking some photos for me, and we're like, hey, let's go do some on the marquee outside. And what is outside the venue? Hot dog stands.
Rain?
Hot dog stand.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been the reason that there was a hot dog stand.
Whoa.
That is something.
It was gigantic.
Yeah, that's great.
I was the reason for the hot dog stand.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't at a show that had the hot dog stand.
Mm-hmm.
That hot dog stand was there because I sold out the show.
Amazing.
Unbelievable honor.
There needs to be like a little glizzy trophy that like you're awarded with.
Yes.
Once you reach that level, like you can take that home.
The next level.
That's awesome.
The next level is bootleg merch.
Yeah.
That's the next level is bootleg merch.
So you're going to say two hot dog stands.
No. Yeah, it could be. Well, and this was a big one, you know, and they
did
were
the
doing
onions.
No, so they were doing, they did, but they were doing the Seattle dog style, you know, which is the big one with the cream cheese in the middle. That's the old kingdom, the, yeah, Seattle dog.
Did you get a hot dog?
Yes.
With cream cheese?
I took one bite, and then I was like, I have to go perform. Yeah. And this is, I believe there's dairy in cream cheese.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pull up a picture of a dice roll. Seattle dog.
I ruined my weekend.
Yeah.
Did you take a photo with this hot dog?
I did,
dog?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You did not tell me about this, mostly because I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that on?
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff.
They cut it open. They throw the cream cheese in there. The Seattle dog
with
is
the jalapenos. Yeah, that's my kind of dog.
Yeah, it was delightful.
I'll walk that dog every day.
I mean,
the
onions are what you smell when you walk out. Yeah, it's the grilled onions. Yeah, from a concert. That's
and then
amazing.
there was a homeless guy who was just like, "What's going on here?" And because you know, someone was taking pictures of me too, and it was like a whole thing. And I was like, "Oh, we're gonna do a comedy show." And he's like, I'm a bit of a comedian myself. And you're like, cool, you know. He's having his Coors banquet or whatever.
Perfect.
He's talking and being, and he's like, he told me a couple jokes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. He's like, that's awesome. You're a comedian, man. That's so cool. And I was like, yeah, thanks, man. It's cool, man. Maybe I'll see you around an open mic or something. And he's like, yeah, I do open mics every once in a while. And he's like, cool, cool. He goes, hey, man, do you think I can get a pass into your show? And I was like, no, sorry, man. It's sold out. There's no seats. And then he proceeded to cuss me out. He's like, you suck, man. You loser. That sucks, man. It's a very Seattle experience.
It's a very homeless experience.
Wow.
I mean, that's on brand.
Yeah,
right there.
It was quite a moment. And so anyways, I don't know if we got any pictures of that, but I was like, hey, I gotta go on stage. Like the opener's on right now. Corey's on. So, and then, I want to give a shout out here. So obviously we try and give lots of shout outs to local coffee shops and stuff. And Seattle has a million of them.
Yes.
But I wanted to find one, southbound, cause I had to drive to Corvallis the next day. You can go to that
so
one.
You got out of the city.
Yeah, so I went down to this place, Cafe Red, and it was on Sprudge on that coffee map that Jordan Kasner gave us there before. And it's literally just like, remember portables from junior high? It's like one of those kind of buildings.
Yeah.
It's not like it was great. I had some avocado toast and a really good cup of coffee, and it's right by the, right by the light rail on MLK. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Rainier Valley. Mm-hmm. It's great. So if you're on the south end, you probably already know it. If you live in South Seattle,
that
near this
sandwich
area,
looks amazing.
It was very good. I got that avocado toast. It had a little kick, which may be a little more kick than I want, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
And then two great shows in Corvallis.
Yeah, it looks really good.
The rain was bad. There were so many closures. Everyone in the Northwest is terrible driving in the rain. They have two speeds. Northwest drivers have two speeds when it rains. 55 in the far left lane and crash. That's what they have. And I was like, either way, this isn't fast enough. So
it's abrasive coming from Southern California.
Right. Which I'm in the wrong there. They're driving safe, but.
Yeah.
And you got a pedicure and didn't do a driving lesson.
Well, I did one driving lesson I needed to do too.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of compromised. Gloria ended up missing homecoming to go to San Francisco with us, her decision. But then she was like, can I still get my nails done? And that's like a thing she really enjoys doing like once or twice a year.
Right after volleyball.
Yeah. So volleyball season, she had three games last week. Season's over. We scheduled nails. Mm-hmm. And so the girls like go on Pinterest and find designs and stuff. And then I accompany them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I got a pedi. Girls got manis, you know.
Yeah.
Acrylic and gel and stuff. So we did that. And then on Sunday, Gloria, we needed to drive again. And she was like, I can't lift my arm. And she literally laid in bed all day. And we were like, dude, you got to practice driving. She's got a lesson on the freeway coming
out.
And Where
she told me yesterday, she was like, I was just like nervous that like if my shoulder hurt, I would like do a bad job or I would get in an accident or something. And you're like, I mean, I guess that's not the worst thought in the world.
I just on Saturday we drove, but it was pretty close to sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And with a new driver, that's like it was really difficult for her to see and to navigate the sun. And I was like, we have these windows and it's like the middle of the day over the weekend when like the roads aren't that busy, you know, like people are a little more gracious with a new driver and, you know, and she's just a new driver.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just hard to log these first couple hours. It's training wheels, you know,
like,
they should have, like...
You've mentioned that a couple times. She'll be like, she'll move too many lanes. You're like, you're supposed to get over one lane.
Going over two lanes instead of one lane. And you're like, stuff like that.
It's a big move.
You're just like, oh my God. It's just... She did literally...
Worst part is it's a two-way street.
It's funny because we'll cruise through downtown La Mesa, like on our little route, and she'll see people she knows and get so distracted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, eyes on the road. It doesn't matter if that's your ex's girlfriend's boyfriend. Like, you got to drive. Like,
you got to drive. We got one main thing we got to do here. Drive.
Focus.
Second main thing,
focus.
Text. You can't be looking at the road. You got to text and drive.
Or she'll like see a sign for something and I'm like, no. Drive. Just drive.
It's not easy for us, Mel.
She's like, can you change the song?
Yeah.
I'm like, I will change the song. Drive.
Yeah. ADD and driving don't go well together.
No.
They are a challenge, but...
Yeah. So anyways, it was just hilarious.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. You have the temperament for it. Because if it was me and her, I'd be like, yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Who is that?
Yeah. We had a very funny moment last week. Mel and I were at Dark Horse down the road, good coffee shop right down the road.
Yeah.
And
us at a coffee shop?
Yeah. And we were talking, and you had brought up something fairly serious.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember what it was.
Something serious.
Something family, something serious. And you were kind of like looking at the coffee shop, and I was kind of like looking across the street. And I wanted to be focused and I wanted to be in the moment and I was trying so hard, but literally there was a guy walking with a parrot on his shoulder.
Oh.
And I was like,
fantastic.
And I was just like, give me a chance, God. Give me a chance. I already have ADHD. I'm already very easily distracted. Parrot on a shoulder?
You can't come back from that.
I will never give you something you can't handle.
I know. You're like...
Nope.
You're like giving me some like childhood, family, heavy, really opening up. And I was like, that guy has a parrot on his shoulder. And he's feeding it.
I can't compete with that.
I can't compete. No one can compete. Give me a chance, God. Give me a chance. I did. You're right. I felt like I was being tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then his friend walks up with a cobra around his neck, too. And a guy with a snake.
Yeah. You're like, I'm trying to focus on my wife, and you sent a pirate across the street? It's unbelievable. Is there a clown coming out next?
Huh? That guy's got a monkey.
Exactly. Hey, parrot. So that's our new, anytime we see somebody, any easily distraction, you're like, that's our new parrot on a shoulder where you just, but sometimes it doesn't take, it just can be a new billboard. And you're like, oh I got to drive. Yeah.
They want my attention. I'm supposed to look at it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's why it's there.
Yeah, Mel's like.
Yeah.
Crying. I'm like, Polly, want a cracker? Oh, I'm sorry. There was a man with a parrot on his shoulder cruising in a neighborhood. We're not even like downtown. We're not near any kind of convention of any type. Just a man with a parrot on his shoulder that could have flown away, but didn't. There's so many follow-up questions. Is this his parrot?
So many
questions. This one of the local parrots? Is this a trained parrot? Is this a fake parrot? I don't know.
Is it an illegal exotic parrot? What is this man's business?
I think they all are. Are you allowed to even have parrots anymore? I don't know.
I think so. So, yeah. Anyway, that was my weekend recap.
I heard you call the guy to change your petty appointment, or they got it wrong.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I go, that was the worst customer service I've ever heard. I've never heard anyone be worse than that moment right there. And you mm-hmm. go, and he's the good one. He's the one that, like, speaks English. And so he mm-hmm. works the phones.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I was like, it was just a very funny moment, you know?
Yeah. Just... Well, that was the thing. Kids and appointments, I had to change this appointment 3 times.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, we're in San Francisco. And then they called me on Friday. I was like, no, my appointment's tomorrow. And then my daughter was at the swap meet, and I was like, both the girls.
Yeah.
I was like, we have to leave in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We have an appointment.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Like, they're like, but I'm not ready yet. And I was like, but we have to go.
Right.
To our appointment. I literally, like, 4 times have moved this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to show up.
They
weren't ready for us. We waited 30 minutes. But...
Listen. Well, let's talk a little Halloween. What's funny is when we keep talking, I think you keep forgetting what outfit you're in. And
yeah.
I'm just looking at you. I'm like, this is hilarious. You're just having like a normal conversation, but.
Halloween.
Halloween. Let's talk a little bit about Halloween. First mm-hmm. off, Mel, I had this thought mm-hmm. about, I don't know if you share the sentiment. I think you will. Anytime I see a house with like one of those big skeletons, I'm like, we get it. You have storage space.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a flex, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Those big Costco skeletons, like, mm-hmm. they are not inflatables.
No.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What are they piling up in their backyards?
Just pile up bones in the backyard?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, that's up there in like S tier domestic flexes.
You know,
like mm-hmm. voluntary storage units.
100%.
Because I'm renovating. I have.
That's exactly
stuff.
It. I mean, remember what you say about
holiday
Christmas
decor?
Lights?
Oh, yeah. I like to say that Christmas lights look best on beautiful homes.
I think it's true. There is something true of your decorations are oftentimes just a flex of your wealth. And
yes.
So you see
icing on a cake.
You see you see all these skeletons and all this stuff, and you're like, We get it.
Yeah.
You have extra storage.
Yeah.
You've got an attic. You've got an extra shed.
Yeah, or an extra bedroom.
Yeah, you're like, I'm renting out a shed to an aunt in my backyard to make rent in the city that we live in. But yeah, and it's the same for Christmas lights. You're like, mm-hmm. oh, they're so beautiful. No, yeah, well, go put them on a rambler.
Yeah.
Hasn't been updated since the 50s.
And now it looks kind of trashy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's probably like a good millennial flex, though. Like, if like why Halloween is so big in decor. Because, like, well, I can't finish my house, but at least if it looks like a haunted house, then like I'm just on brand.
I think there's something
like
to that. Yeah.
Screens falling off the hinges.
Yeah.
Caution tape up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. That's it. Yeah. You're like, you have a nice house that it's ironic that you made spooky.
You're like, ha ha ha, these are fake shutters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. You're like, I don't put Halloween decorations up because what is scary about my place is that rent's going to raise again this summer.
No cap on rent.
The skeleton in my house is my landlord named Andre.
The eviction notice on the front is not decoration.
Yeah. No trespassing. Just kidding.
Beware of the dog.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah.
Before the dog.
I saw this article. It says, why is horror so popular right now?
Mm-hmm.
And according to this article, this Dr. Stephen Gerard said, a scholar of horror cinema, he says that horror allows us to confront our anxieties in a controlled space where the boundaries between reality and fiction are firmly drawn. Horror gives us the ability to engage with fear without fearing actual danger, a phenomenon described as benign masochism.
Jeez.
Rosin argues during this enables audiences to process complex emotions, including anxiety and grief. And I think so. I want to read some more of this. I think this is very interesting. It's ultimately no surprise horror is trending. It's always been a popular genre.
It's ultimately no surprise horror is trending. It's always been a popular genre, but especially during fraught, turbulent times. Horror is a way to give form to the formless anxieties of the time.
Hold on. That quote's unbelievable. She said, according to this article, it says, horror is a way to give form to the formless anxieties of the time. People are watching scary movies, so they know what to be scared of.
Yeah.
Like, it's not ambiguous. They're saying that people feel a general sense of anxiety and horror in life and the world. And in horror movies, they're like, that's a scary clown. Scary clown. Scary clown, bad, needs to go away. Kids go kill scary clown who comes back in 27 years or whatever. But it's popular right now because of people's anxiety. It adds like form to it. Anyways, keep reading.
All right. The genre's ability to evolve with societal fears is what gives it enduring appeal. In these uncertain times, the psychological appeal of being scared is not merely a desire for adrenaline, but a deeply embedded cultural practice to navigate the complexities of fear, identity, and survival within our ever-changing world.
It's crazy. It's amazing.
Who's that's wild.
Isn't it wild? keep reading.
This is really good. This is a psychologist. He says horror activates the fight or flight response, leading to an adrenaline rush that viewers experience as excitement. The relief which follows an adrenaline rush then engages the brain's reward system, making watching a horror film feel like a cathartic release.
In other words, people like horror movies because the horror ends.
Yeah.
But in life, it doesn't. They're like, oh, it wraps the credits.
Yeah. Cathartically process their fears in a controlled environment.
Yeah. It's there like 2 hours of being scared.
Yeah.
And then it ends. And maybe there's a little ambiguity, but at least it ends.
Yeah.
And then they walk outside and they're like, this is scary, though.
Yeah.
What's going on around me? This is real scary. But that was structured in theirs. And then the last are structured horror narratives. With their rise in tension and eventual resolution, whether tragic or redemptive, offer a way for viewers to cathartically process their fears. Oh, I already said that.
I said that part.
You said that.
Yeah.
Great. Sorry.
I think
that's it. Is
that's
that it?
Great.
Is that it? I think that's it.
What's interesting is that, you know, comedies aren't really being made. And you would hope that the laughing would also be cathartic, but horror wins.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's why like the dark and dry humor genres have gotten so big, because it's kind of like, let's hit the anxiety.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, find a resolve. Like it just continues to placate society on that same desire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is very interesting that as times get more anxious and uneasy for people, the rise of horror is meeting the decline of comedy movies.
Well, I mean, we're dressed in 2003, like, you know, like an alt comedy.
You're in. I'm not in a costume. this is me now. Whoa, sorry.
And it's like, I mean, would this movie have been made, or you know?
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Yeah.
But I mean, it's still like the decorations now, though, too, are just so much scarier.
Yeah.
So it's almost like socially we're kind of like, okay, let's really get out here and shake it up.
Yeah.
So we can go home and feel the release. I mean, like half my street, I'm like, I can't go to half these houses with my kids.
That's
like,
funny. Yeah. You know? People didn't really do that much when we were.
No, like, not like
you
this.
Didn't, yeah. There weren't really Halloween houses when we were a kid. There was just houses you avoided. You know, they were scary because people that dress like this live there.
You're right.
Like, oh, yeah.
We have neighbors who have like 20 skeletons in their yard, like doing all various kinds of things. There's a Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift skeletons.
People are very creative. People are very creative.
Around us. So, yeah, it's definitely a growing trend and all.
Well, let's rank some candies. Let's get to the best part of Halloween.
Do it.
So, we You know, we've done in the past, we've done brackets on here.
Yeah.
And we've done a couple. Mm-hmm. What do? We did best kid snacks to eat as a parent, best road trip snacks we did, mm-hmm. right? So we thought, instead of a bracket, because, you know, you don't have to bring down one person to bring up another. We don't need candies to fight. We just do a simple tier system. Mm-hmm. This is our rankings of candies, of your kind of your, well, I think
Halloween
we did
candy.
Halloween candies. Mm-hmm. So the way that I think about this was like, not what's the best. This is, looks great, by the way. Well done. Really well
Amazing.
Done with the bowl there. Are they going to come out of the bowl, too?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and pick the candy out of the bowl.
What a talent.
And properly place these in,
their
respective homes.
That looks great. The way I think about this is not what our kids' favorites are. So really, it is the best Halloween candy, but the best Halloween candy for parents.
That parents will eat out of their kids'
stash. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is a candy tax bracket. It's
exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what mm-hmm. it is. This tier system is your kid comes home with their pillow full of candy, pillowcase full of candy, and which ones are you going to steal? So being the highest, which I think is superior. Is that what the S stands for in these S tiers? I never know. A, B, C, and then we have D and E, and then meh, and then just throw out altogether.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So starting with an Almond Joy. Almond Joy for me, now we're going to go kind of the average of the three of us, is an S tier. I love an Almond Joy.
Ooh.
So that's
I
like,
do. Yeah, I like it too. I was going to say my initial thought was B.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Andy,
it's not
where
my
you,
first.
Where are you at?
I mean, I think this is going to work. I would go A.
Perfect.
A
it is.
So then. I think that's
good. So it's
be
A, yeah. Yeah. I really, Almond Joy is one of those things that are some people's favorite. And it's probably my very favorite thing in there. So
I do think it's also kind of an adult taste.
100%.
Yeah. You know you're an adult when Almond Joy becomes, you know, that high up in the tier.
Oh, yeah.
For
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Next, we're looking at Three Musketeers. What are you guys doing for Three Musketeers?
Three Musketeers.
I'm going B or C, because I do not have that throughout the year.
This wasn't on my list that I sent you, and you pointed out that it wasn't on that list, which makes me think you're going to give it a higher grade. I would put it a C. Three Musketeers doesn't do much for me. What are you thinking?
I mean, I'm going to go B.
Okay.
That's my...
Two C's and a B, I think, puts it in the C.
In
the oh,
C
you
category.
Put it
in
a B. Yeah,
I said
C,
B or C.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to decide.
Okay.
You're the...
I hardly even remember
what it tastes like, you know?
Well, it doesn't... It needs another...
It's all
crunch
nougat.
Yeah, it needs one more.
They tried that and then came up with Snickers.
I mean,
that's what happened.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Twizzlers now. I'm meh to throw out. Twizzler does nothing for me.
I'm not eating those.
Andy?
Yeah, meh or throw out.
I kind of like a Twizzler.
Yeah?
I mean, like, but it's not, I mean, it's probably
But are
C.
you grabbing it out of your kids' candy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Love that
well,
for
I
you.
Like, I like... You're keeping it up into the C category then.
Okay, let's put it there.
York Peppermint Patty.
Ooh.
Well, what's sweet is my kids would always give me these because they don't eat them, but I, you know, mm-hmm. they weren't their top tier. So I think I'm going to go B for my answer.
I thought you were going to go higher for that.
I know. Well, it is. I mean, I just have a couple that I like more.
Yeah. I guess you're more of a junior mint girl.
I guess. I know. That's what I mean is for 15 years, they've always given them
to
me.
And that's sweet.
You know, I have like one.
I'm a B on a York. I like a York peppermint patty. Yeah. What about you?
I go C.
Yeah,
I go C on this.
So all right, so B it is. Yeah,
B it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go run here. Dots.
Mm-hmm. That's a meh for me.
Yeah,
I'm not
probably
that.
Same too.
Yeah.
I think I still have some dots in my teeth from years ago.
Yeah, seriously, I would throw it out, but mm-hmm. we got two mehs on that.
Yeah.
Yep. Smarties.
Smarties. I really like Smarties, but I don't ever pick them. Also, mm-hmm. they're like open in a bowl. So sometimes I'm like, am I supposed to even? I'm going to put those at a meh. I haven't had a Smartie in years.
Yeah, meh for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm on meh too. And if mm-hmm. you did notice, I did pick the ones where they've fallen out of the package.
That's exactly it.
That's exactly
it's not
MO.
Sealed.
It might be. We might have been trained to say no to those mm-hmm. things.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because they look like drugs.
They really do. Yeah, yeah. Milk Duds.
Bitto Honey? Okay.
Oh, yeah, Milk Duds.
Sorry.
That's a meh for me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Milk Duds. I'd probably give it a C to a B. I never think about eating them, but every time I'm doing, I'm like, these are still pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a B on those.
All right,
I'm
okay. Let's hit a C then, because I went B or C.
And okay. I said meh.
And meh, yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Starburst.
Yep.
Ooh.
Starburst.
I think it's this is my like a dental thing for me. I'm a C. Yeah, because they stick to your teeth really
bad. They're
so
classic, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, out of respect for Starburst and what they've meant to me throughout my life, I'm going to give them a B. I'm not going to grab them a lot right now, but Starburst has been a really solid candy for a long time. So yeah. Out of respect, I'm going to give them a B.
I'm going to go B with you because for me, it's like it sort of depends on the flavor. I'm not going to grab lemon or orange, but if there's a cherry or strawberry Starburst, I don't think you need to eat those, buddy.
Yeah, they are delightful. Baby Ruth to me goes right next to Three Musketeers in lower tier candy bar, and that you're like, sure, I could have this. I'm not mad that I had it. I'm not thrilled that I had it. They even look alike in their packaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, C for me as well.
Yeah, we can go C on that.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's in this list, but you know what I would put above those guys is a Payday. I like a Payday. Payday is a very
slick. It's got a crunch.
Oh, Payday. Yeah. Peanuts on the outside.
It's real salty.
Payday is a very, well.
It's what I'm saying. It's probably the most savory of the bars.
I married a salty sweet, so.
Like that mix we got. Yeah.
Tootsie Roll, I won't eat. I'm putting in the full throw-out category.
Sure. Yeah. Also fell out of the package.
Yeah.
Common.
Yeah. Whoppers.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not eating those. Yeah, so that's a meh or a throw out for me.
You know, I'd like to say that I would eat the Whoppers, but I don't. I never do. Mm-hmm.
It's one I always regret. I grab it and I'm like, I didn't want to eat this.
Yeah.
It feels weird on my teeth.
Yeah.
It's always a regret. I grab it, but then I instantly regret it.
I'm going to give it a meh.
Yeah, I'm going to go meh with you on that too.
Butterfinger. I'm an S tier on Butterfinger. Butterfinger is so good. I think it's my favorite candy bar. I love it so much.
Okay, I'll do B, but it can be a C for me.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, again, it's the sticking to my teeth part.
Yeah.
Is it a B or a C?
Well, he kind of convinced me that it's an all-time candy. So
we're giving it an A.
I was going to do a B.
Because I'm with you on that.
Okay,
it's higher up there
for me. It's so... Butterfinger is
perfect.
It's delicious.
I always grab it.
Yeah. And I don't see him as often anymore.
No, so Butterfinger has kind of been on the decline a little bit. Yeah, which is too bad.
Yep.
Skittles. I'm going to put Skittles in the B out of respect for, again, what it's meant to me throughout my life. Skittles have been there for me. Really, in times, friends and family haven't. Mm-hmm. Really reliable. Got me through a lot of years. I love Skittles. I don't really...
Got you through junior high?
Got me through middle school. I spent a lot of time in middle school and sometime in my early 20s where I would actually, and you've seen me do this, I would grab some Skittles and a Starburst and throw them in the mouth at the same time.
Oh, that's a citrus explosion.
Yeah, right, and I love citrus. So I'm going Skittles. I don't open the package very often, but if there's like a bowl full of Skittles at some little buffet type situation, I'm gonna grab that little mini shovel and fill up my plate. If it's like a candy bar, I'm like, dude, give me some Skittles.
I'm going C.
Yeah,
I'm going B.
Great.
Is that where we're at? Did you say B?
Yeah.
It's the same class as Starburst for me. It's the same story. I only like the colorful ones, not the lemon and orange ones.
So. I get it.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that the Hershey white chocolate?
Yeah, this is
cookies and cream.
Oh,
and
my kids like these.
Yeah, these are popular. Yeah. Go for it, guys.
I'm going C.
C tier for the Hershey's cookie and cream?
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, I'm with C on that, too.
Yeah, put it in the C. Yeah, it's not doing much for me.
Like
What's on next?
We got a sour straws.
Sour straws. These are a classic that kids love. If I have a sour punch straw, the canker sore grows before it's left my mouth. Yeah. So I'm not grabbing that. That's a C tier for me.
Yeah, it's meh for me.
But, yeah, I'm going to go meh as well, too.
Yeah.
While you're there, I would put Fun Dip in the sense that I love Fun Dip, but I'm not going to have it.
I'm not either. And then the Bit of Honey.
Oh, Bit of Honey.
That's a throw out for me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. Also, always falls out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're getting into some heavy hitters here. Twix.
I'm going A.
Yeah, hard to beat.
I love a Twix.
Hard to beat a Twix.
I'm S tier on Twix.
I could go S tier on Twix.
Yeah, there we go. Locking it in. Our first S tier.
S tier is real good. Twix are so good.
You can eat them so fast.
Yep.
Ooh, I know. Yeah. Twix is one of the ones that, like if I eat a fun size Butterfinger, I'm like, okay, that's all I needed.
Are you sniffing out a second?
No, but if I have a Twix, I'm like, I would like the full candy bar package.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't ever see a Butterfinger in a 7-Eleven. I'm like, I want that whole Butterfinger. Mm-hmm. But if I got the Twix package, I'm like, no, I will not give one of these to somebody. I would like two full Twix bars. Thank you.
That is some serious consumer conditioning, too. You're mm-hmm. like, these are both for me.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think they had an ad about it back in the day.
Yeah.
Not shareable. Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh, this came out when we were like high schoolers, I think, or middle schoolers.
I would never put it below an A. Again, just because to me it's a superior form of Skittles and Starburst.
I think you're right.
They're part of the reason that they kind of lost popularity is a better citrus candy came around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you think you don't want Sour Patch Kids because you're 40. And then you eat some, you're like, these are perfect.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. Are we going A on that?
I'm going S. A, yeah. I can't go S just because I don't eat them enough.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yep. Candy corn.
Candy corn.
I'm throw out. I find candy corn repulsive. Yeah.
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 100%. Mm-hmm. Great. Throw out. Yep.
Snickers.
It's probably an S. But or an A for me.
I mean, you love Snickers, so mm-hmm. you're probably Andy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's S tier for me too.
So I'm gonna bring the room down here, and you're not gonna be able to get it above an A because of me. I find it to be a very mediocre candy. I think Snickers has great branding and had really good commercials in the 90s, and we were all convinced and made to think that it was better than its peers.
It was like a health food.
Because why wait?
Candy bar?
Hunger, yeah, why wait? You know? So I'm going to say B, which means you're going to have to get it stuck in an A.
All right. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay. These are some heavy hitters to me. Okay. Kit Kat is 100% an A to me, or S tier. Kit Kat is a perfect little wafer candy. I want one so bad right now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Are you S tier?
Yeah.
I'm Andy, S tier?
S tier for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is the same story plot as a Twix. You get four of them in the main package.
Yeah, do not.
And you're like, I'm not sharing these. Yeah. I get four of them.
Yeah, and I need all four of them.
And I'm going to eat all four of them.
Do we have just Reese's Pieces or do we have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
No, we do have both.
Okay.
We got both in here.
Yep. Pieces are interesting. Very good, but I don't think of them often, so I would put them in the B category.
I was thinking B as well. Yeah.
I will say B as well.
Great.
I am with you on that.
Now we're going to get into some M&Ms. Yeah, so peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms are very, very good. I think I would put them on an A tier. Sometimes they are not very fresh because they were made in 1915.
And definitely from last year's candy.
Yeah, but when they are fresh, they are an A tier. I like a peanut M&M a lot. You guys?
That's a good place for them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
We're pretty united here. No. Skittles, we already did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I had those in there. Right? Yeah,
Skittles.
What? Yeah. There's always more than one in there anyway.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, I would think, was the clearest S tier of the group. But I
think so, too.
I don't know any. No, I don't know anybody who doesn't love them.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah. And it's very, it is probably the most decadent of all the candies because it's soft and so it's just filling and it's like fudge almost. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very fudgy.
Unlike all the other chocolate ones on here, I've never had a bad one. I've never had one that I'm like,
oh, I had a bad Reese's.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? You'll get the bad ones and the little ones in the minis. Like the minis will stick around in someone's house too long and you open one of those up and it's just like crumbles and chalky.
Yeah, they get chalky.
But it still tastes good.
But not the standard cups.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think people let a cup go bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, at one time I had a work office and they had like a sundry store underneath. They were not checking expiration dates. I got a bad Reese's there.
Ooh, yeah. Good to know. Wow.
Mistake.
Sour Patch we already did.
Oh yeah, we did.
Great.
So our three, our M&M's who have won a bracket before, right? M&M's, yeah. Or were they the runner-up in that bracket?
I think they were the Road Trip. They were top four.
Yeah.
Yeah, Road Trip snack.
Top four for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it won. I don't think it won.
Portability.
Yeah. I couldn't rank regular M&M's above peanut M&M's personally. If there was a peanut butter M&M's in here, I'd be S tier. But yeah. I'm a B category on regular M&M's. If they're fresh and they're good, they're very tasty. I never regret eating those.
I would probably put them at S.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wait, that moves them into an A thing.
Yeah.
I was going to be.
You're going to be B.
Where were you at, Andy?
Oh, wait. No, you said B.
I said B.
Yeah, I'm B too.
Okay.
So they can go A. Yeah, I'll give them that. Yeah. And S tier is a very strong vote for Mel, who's not given a lot of S tiers.
I know.
Gummy bears. Gummy bears are delightful. I couldn't in good conscience put them up there with Twix, Kit Kat, or Reese's, but I would put them firmly in the A category. For me personally, there's fresh gummy bears, which by the way, remember being a kid, I would never even be able to distinguish if something was fresh or not as a kid. It was just, but now I know, but a fresh gummy bear, same thing. I'm thinking about like a candy bar, you know, like a bar of candy, like where I'm like, if there's, I'll get into
scoops,
like some wedding that has some scoops. I would scoop up some gummy bears in a heartbeat, but
this is after a night of trick or treating.
That's true. That's right.
I think that's why I'm kind of thinking B.
B, Andy?
I'm on A on a pack of gummy bears.
Yeah. Are you A?
Let's put them in A, Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good A list.
Yeah, especially if it's the older pack. I mean, I don't know, like, because I don't think those are Haribo or whatever that brand is, but the old package
Black
with the Forest. Browns.
Like is the it softer, Black Forest?
With the bear
a
on it.
Softer with the bear.
And it was the, it must have been a forest.
Black Forest. Yeah. I love that I knew that.
That is great.
And then I think, you know, this is a newer candy, and I don't even see it much. I'll be curious to see how much Nerds Gummy Clusters are in.
I have a bag of them there. It's, just pull it out because I don't think you can see it.
Oh.
They have.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, turn it around.
Yeah, turn that around.
They have a.
Oh, so
they have Halloween size now.
Oh, well.
Well.
My kids won't see it on November 1st. They'll be gone.
The Nerds Gummy Clusters
is an S tier for me. 100% an S tier for me.
It's just not enough in there.
Great. Yeah. So
that's good.
That Mark Twain quote about whiskey, that's how you feel about Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Yeah.
What was it?
This is a prophetic grab because it's so new that I think we all just know. It's like, oh, we're going to be snatching those out of the bag.
If a house is handing these out, I'm going to the door as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, we have kids at home. Actually, I have 5 sick children at home who couldn't trick or treat today.
Yeah.
Can I grab some for them?
Can I get 5?
5.
Yeah.
So we got Twix, Kit Kat, Reese's, and Nerds and top tier.
I like this. I feel good about this. Yep. Yeah. You feel good about this?
I feel good about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to give some shout outs to some fans who gave us, we got some gifts this weekend on the Seattle and Corvallis shows.
Lovely.
Yeah. I want to show them to you.
Okay.
We got really nice fans who give us really nice stuff. This is from our patron, Damaris.
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 Yes.
I always say it wrong. I'm sorry. I've been saying it wrong since you've been a fan. I'm so sorry.
These are from Reading, where
these
she
are from,
lives.
Yeah, Theory Coffee Roasters.
Nice.
Thank you. This is exactly what I like, which is a single origin Ethiopia.
Nice.
And this is a Guatemala.
Ooh.
His and hers.
His and hers.
Nice. One little balance, one a little brighter.
She also threw in there, I think she got you some instant coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, nice.
That's
very
great.
Nice.
That is exciting.
Thank you, Damaris.
Thank you for that.
You really, that was thoughtful of you.
She also made you some earrings.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Isn't that nice?
Ooh, hold those
some
up.
Some leather.
This one over here.
Leather work here.
Look at that.
That's awesome. Wow. There's a bunch.
Really nice.
Amazing.
People hand making you leather gifts, Melissa.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Those are cute. Thank you so much, Damaris.
And then some fans in Seattle brought me these, which are cups from the postseason games. They were at T-Mobile for the games, which is very nice of them.
That's so sweet of them.
Very kind, very sweet.
Love
and
that.
And then in Corvallis, somebody made me a shirt. They were wearing these as well.
Whoa.
So the front of it is Break out the rye bread and mustard, Grandma. So that's a, you know, old Dave Niehaus quote anytime mm-hmm. somebody hit a grand slam. So this is me.
Oh my gosh, that's you.
This is me.
In a flannel.
In a flannel.
And Mariner's gear.
Yeah, in the Mariner's gear. And then on the back is nice. Me afterwards.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you. Really nice. We have the best fans in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
So great. Very, very grateful
That's
for all
amazing.
Of you. So thank you, everyone, for coming out to shows, listening to the podcast.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye. Happy Halloween.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons who give to our podcast. Thank you so much for your support of our work. They are
Adam Bush,
Alex Foose and Sam Graham,
Averill Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Gary Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finlin,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Dam Aris Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Jason and Francis White,
Jonathan Rivera,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Christy Harrod,
Lori Amos,
Lauren and Nick Rachel,
Matt and Sam Slazdom,
Michelle Kauslan,
Nick Cordell,
Norman Perron,
Preston and Rachel Wilson,
Raina Camps,
Robert and Nellie Capen,
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Menya,
Zachary and Tammy Moyle,
and Tiffany Payne. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much, everybody.